Hi, I'm Mike Hogan. This is part two of the live and local interview with Dr. Jeffrey Gold, Chancellor of UNO. What are some of the other programs that UNO has in place to help students out if they might not be a fit for the Nebraska Promise program for whatever reason?
There are many. Of course, there are Regent Scholarships, Chancellor Scholarships, and Dean Scholarships, which are all offered at different levels of academic performance and need. But we are announcing a number of new scholarship programs as well. The first one is called the Jumpstart Graduate Scholarship, which offers first-time graduate students an award that increases the amount of credits that they can take up to $1,500, which is a very significant offset to students that have finished their bachelor's degree that are looking for their master's degree, in areas, such as business or in cybersecurity or in other areas that we offer advanced graduate degrees. We have something called the Maverick Scholarship and Faculty Scholarship Programs, which offer awards, in this case, up to $5,500, which are based upon academic performance, ACTs, and grade point averages. We've just announced an online tuition rate reduction for what's called the Metropolitan Advantage Program. We have something called the Maverick Residential Program, which offers vouchers for on-campus residents that can be redeemed at multiple vendors. And then I'm very proud to announce something very innovative and something different, which is called the UNMC Nebraska Medicine Healthcare Heroes Package. And the idea here was we wanted to find a way to recognize the healthcare heroes who are front line in serving the needs in this COVID-19 pandemic, not just on the national level, but here locally. These are the people, the nurses, doctors, pharmacists, therapists, others, who are taking care of our family members, of our loved ones, in outpatient settings and in hospitals and intensive care units. And we wanted to do something special for them. And so what we decided to do was to offer this special Healthcare Hero Scholarship Program to let either themselves or their children get a jump start on their higher education journey and to give them another economic advantage, which would sit on top of all of these other scholarship programs we've just discussed. Sort of unique, but it's a way to say thank you and to recognize their heroism.
Absolutely. Now, did the COVID-19 pandemic kind of accelerate any of these things to be released more quickly?
Absolutely. And so what the COVID-19 pandemic did was it incentivized us to sort of package all of these things and announce all of them together. The idea was to put a family of new scholarships of enhanced affordability on the table for families and soon-to-be college students to make sure that they understand that the door is open at UNO.
I'm on purpose sidestepping anything political, okay, just as my precursor to this next question. But that said, how does it make you feel that you and your contemporaries in the entire Nebraska system have, by yourselves, come up with a way to make college affordable for people who generally wouldn't be able to go, and yet nationally we can't seem to get anybody to sit down in a room and stop arguing long enough to figure out something like this as well? How did that cooperation come about?
You know, Mike, I'm a first-generation college student. My brother and I both went to college. We depended on scholarship support. Indeed, frankly, without scholarship support, I'd be doing one of my best friends in high school who's still driving a cab in New York City. It's not that there's anything wrong with that, but I've had opportunities to go to college, get a degree in engineering, to get a medical degree, to practice surgery for many, many years. And so I understand up front and personal exactly what it means to be affordable. You know, I think under the leadership of President Carter and his predecessors, my chancellor colleagues, I mean, a day doesn't go by that we don't ask the question of what can we do to try to make college more affordable and at the same time to make sure that we're delivering the highest quality programs. And, you know, we don't know what college is going to look like in the next 20 years. I'm going to guess there's going to be more blended learning, more remote education, a more heavy dependence on what we call experiential learning. That's learning that's done in the workplace as well as in the classroom. But I do know this, that if it's not affordable and accessible to the average Nebraskan, that it's going to matter very little what the people in the ivory towers thinks is critically important to be in that education. Because if there's no access and there's no affordability, it's going to be a very, very limited impact. And if we believe that higher education is important, not just to the quality of life, but to the economic prosperity of our state, to the vibrance of the cultural aspects, the athletic aspects, the economic aspects of our state, then we got to hit the gas and move forward and create this affordability.
He is Dr. Jeffrey Gold. He's the Chancellor of the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Thank you so kindly for your time today, sir. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Anytime.
You can listen to the full interview at KIOS.org under the Live and Local tab.